people in tents. It's something you expect in other parts of the world. How does this happen?
It is frightening. This is the worst flu season we've had in 10 years. And we don't really know how bad it's going to be. In New York alone, for example, we are already well ahead of where we were last year. And we're projected to go much higher. As you say, the flu season started earlier, and it may run longer. Now, we are ill-prepared for this. We don't have the negative pressure rooms, which are required to isolate people. Mm-hmm. We frankly don't have enough vaccine. We have 135 million doses of vaccine, and we have almost twice as many people in the United States. So, but the short answer is we really don't know what's different this year, why we have more flu.
I mean, that's sort of frightening. And you served as an advisor on the film Contagion, as I just told our viewers. In that scenario, an outbreak quickly spreads around the world, and it's frightening. And, you know, millions of people can die. How prepared is America to deal with a real pandemic? Because obviously, looking at what we just saw in that piece and what we're seeing now, I mean, especially given all the threats from terror that this country has faced, it's pretty shocking. It doesn't seem like we're ready.
Well, the good news is that we have newer, faster, better ways of making vaccines now than we had a few years ago. So we can produce vaccines and we can get them out where they can actually protect people. We also have no evidence that these flu strains that are circulating this year are going to be resistant to the drugs that we have. So in fact, if we can get to people within appropriate period of time, we can actually have an impact.
All right, so there's a couple of positive things, but Colonel Larson, you worked with former Senators Bob Graham and Jim Talent at the bipartisan WMD Research Center, and you issued a bioterrorism report card, just where the United States is, are we ready? And after 9/11, it was a big priority for this country to be ready. And here's what it looked like. There were no A's, and there were a lot of D's and a lot of F's, and your conclusion was the United States is unprepared to respond to a global outbreak of a deadly virus for which we have no medical countermeasures. We have spent $60 billion in this country on biodefense since September 11th. How come we are not ready?
I would say it was closer to $80 billion, and we're not ready for that really bad one on the right side of your chart. We're not ready for just a smaller attack with anthrax. And my concern is, since 2008, we've been going downhill.